Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
The Olympics are now over.
Yes.
And it hurts.
I didn't know what to do. Well, of course, now that the conventions are going on, that helps.
You sort of moved on to a new obsession.
I moved on to something else at night that I'm watching, you know, and staying up too late for.
We had a...
So does it move from 4 years to London to four years to the White House?
Well, 4 months to the White House, so...
Well, it's not going to happen for you this time around, but maybe in another 4 years.
Yeah, I mean you.
Oh.
New obsession.
Yeah.
4 years till D.C.
4 years to city council.
There you go.
You just go for Clayton County School Board. They'll let anybody on, apparently.
We had a thought when it came to the Olympics. So, I mean, Michael Phelps just won 8 gold medals. Mm-hmm. And now is the time for him to go on home, spend some time with family and friends.
Fine.
And enjoy this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we realize is that Michael Phelps has 2 sisters.
Right.
And they will never, ever, ever be able to live up to what Michael Phelps has done around the world.
Michael Phelps, what about his mom now? Aww. Lying on the kitchen counter looking all...
It's not her.
That is such a sexy picture.
It's not?
It's not
That's
her.
Not his
How
mama.
Do you know?
It wasn't.
It's
How
not.
Do you know?
I compared a couple of pictures yesterday. It's not her.
How do you know?
I just told you.
Of course it's not her.
It's not her.
How convenient for his picture like that to come out right after he... That's not her.
It's not her.
Well, what else is going to come out? I'm going with it, her. I don't want you guys ruining my fantasy.
Hold on. It's positive. But we started to think that with these brothers, and this is more of a sensitive subject for you guys because you have brothers and sisters, but in some cases, there is no way that you can live up to your brother or your sister's accomplishments. And those are the people we want to hear from. 404-741-Q100. Think about this. This dude is walking home with 8 gold medals.
Yeah.
And now his sisters were probably very proud of him at one point. But around Thanksgiving and Christmas, when they've got friends and they've got family over the house, who are they gloating about?
Michael.
Damn, Michael.
Did you see in the paper today that they even were talking about the television ratings on the Olympics, that the ratings completely fell off once he was done with his races?
It's about Michael and his 8 gold medals.
I mean, once he was done, people stopped watching.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot to live up to.
But he's got 2 sisters that are like, hey, I was the best teacher at Baltimore Elementary last year.
I think the funny story is the way he got into swimming was his older sister was a swimmer. And his mom was taking the older sister to the pool, and he tagged along. And he said he admired his sister for, you know, the sacrifice she was making to go to the pool. So, I mean, adding in, because one thing you can try if you do something completely different than your sibling. But the fact that she was the swimmer first,
right?
Just kind of like, oh, well.
And some of you
here's the tag along.
Here's the tag along, little brother.
Some of you are going to be in the same situation. You have a brother or a sister that created something years ago, and now they've got the big old mansion in Buckhead. It's 35,000 square feet, and they're the pride of your parents. And you're like, hey. Nobody collects change better than I do at the toll booth.
All siblings go through it. Like when my sister was little, she was involved in dance, and she grew up with dance and theater and was the star of the show. And then I would get into dance, and nobody looked at me because I just wanted to be like my sister. And she's younger, but she always got the attention because she was always in all these plays, and I just wanted the attention. I didn't get any attention.
See, a lot of responsibilities on the parents' shoulders.
And fast forward 12 years, and now your sister's dating Trey.
I know. I'm the crazy girl. I'm just trying to live up.
I'm just trying to be like her.
Mother Teresa had a brother and a sister. how you gonna live up to that?
Do something completely different. No, you didn't. Just
I think she was overrated.
Bill Gates has a younger and an older sister. The parents are talking about Bill. Bill Gates. Martin Luther King had an older sister and a younger brother. It's Martin Luther King.
Right.
I mean, how do you possibly live up to that?
You just don't.
You don't.
You go into something completely.
Something
yeah,
else.
You got to go into something else. You cannot even go anywhere near what the other sibling was doing. Nothing. Just blaze your own path.
We don't want to hear from the people that are the pride of the family. We want to hear from the brothers and the sisters that feel like they can never possibly live up to the 8 gold medals.
We don't want to hear from the obnoxious ones. We want to hear from the ones that get lost.
Right. We want to hear from Mother Teresa's brother and sister, not Mother Teresa.
Everybody hears from her.
Blah, blah, blah.
Shut up already. Get it. Feed the homeless. Whatever. That's great. Look at me.
Hey, Scott.
I assemble the best hubcaps in this whole assembly line.
What's going on, Scott?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. So I have an older brother. I'm the middle, and then I have a younger brother. And younger brother about 25 years ago decides to go off to Hollywood to do something well, and he ends up with a hit TV show on NBC called The Pretender that he was on for about 4 years. He was executive producer and creator of the show. And this year he's been nominated for an Emmy. Or he and his business partner wrote and created a show called Tin Man, which was on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're up against Tom Hanks, I guess, for their so their expectations of winning aren't extremely high because they're up against John Adams. But anyway, having a brother that's you know, in Hollywood doing all that is a little bit hard to live up to.
And what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, I work I work in sales and marketing for an exhibit house that we do a lot of work with Fortune 500 companies. It's not a bad job.
Okay, you're sort of.
Nothing like the glamour out there, but to be honest with you, he really doesn't care about the glamour out there anyway.
Do you feel the need to sort of pad your resume when you're telling people what you do after you tell us that
he's a friend? Fortune 500 thing? Right. Do you really work with Fortune 500 companies, or you just throw that in and say, oh, and, you know?
I had to put that in there. Actually, I just tell people that I'm my brother.
That's a way around it also. Mother Teresa's sister was on. Yeah, I'm Mother Teresa. What's
Hello.
Up? Right. Hey, what's up? Yo.
Ask me any questions.
Then she walks away and people are like, it does kind of look like her. Isn't it? But was she smoking a joint?
Hello.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just thought it was a good subject for me to call in on. My brother is a professional baseball player. He caught the perfect game Randy Johnson threw against the Braves 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What's his name?
He sure did. Robbie Hammock. Remember the catcher that went bouncing out to the mound after the game was over?
They sort of all do that after one of those no-hitters or a perfect game or something like that.
So it's pretty cool. He gives us something pretty cool to talk about, but, you know, everybody's always asking, how's Robbie?
That must suck.
There's a luck.
You're right. How about me?
There's a lot.
He's good, I guess. Thanks for asking. But,
you should there's a lot of no-hitters in baseball. You should just be like, who?
There's
Robbie,
a lot
who?
Of no-hitters, but there's not many perfect games.
You
there's a difference between a no-hitter and a perfect game.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to help you here.
You ought to sleep with Nolan
I'm
Ryan.
Sorry. I appreciate that.
Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, man. He had like 9 of those things. Who cares if he's 70-something years old? You got to get bragging
like,
right.
Man. Something else.
Good morning, Tyler. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Good, thank you.
Well, I'm the youngest of 4 siblings. My oldest brother, starting out, is a CPA for a company here in Atlanta that's worth $110 million, and he just goofs around with that from time to time. My middle brother was an associate professor at the University of Georgia in theology until about 5 years ago, when he decided to open up his own reconstruction company, and he's doing very well with that. And my sister is a nurse, so.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm a college student. I'm actually studying to be a high school teacher.
Okay. What
is it?
And you're going to be a high school teacher.
Yes, sir.
Which I think is great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a very noble
profession.
I think that's
cool.
Thank you.
I mean,
it's no theology professor at UGA, but
it's not $110 million a year
right.
either.
No. And see, that's why I put a lot of the responsibility on parents, because I think some parents do talk to their kids, you know, like Cut Dock Town, oh, you want to be a high school teacher? Well, that's nice. You know, I mean,
you think that she's
think
even
his,
said
his
at one
profession
point,
is fine.
Your brother's making 110. You know, he's
yeah,
handling
that's
110
horrible
million
thing to
dollars
say to your children is to compare one to the other.
Well, I think
horrible.
It's a great way to motivate the less motivated one.
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Misty, last call. What's up?
Hey, my brother mostly affected me in high school. Everybody knew me as Robbie's little sister instead of actually knowing my name. He was my half brother, so we had different last names. So the teachers actually called me by his last name instead of mine. He was Mr. Basketball in high school and got a scholarship to college, and I did all different kind of things but never could find nothing I liked. So yeah, it affected me big time.
You actually still sound genuinely upset about it.
No, not anymore, really, because he's not. I mean,
because he's overweight.
He's the athletic one. No, actually, he plays softball every night.
Okay. Well, yeah.
He's still into the sports, but we just have our different likes. But the only thing I just didn't like was that nobody knew my name.
Yeah. Every ex-athlete plays softball.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do.
I got news for you. If he's playing softball every single night in three different leagues, she now has bragging rights.
Yes,
that
exactly.
That has turned the corner.
The injuries were bad enough for them not to be able to play their sport anymore, so they go in the softball field.
One of them's fast-pitch semi-pro. So
that changes everything.
Yeah, so, I mean, once they get some scouts to come to the game,
yeah,
then he has a chance of going.
It's
major
not
league.
Like he's in a league where you have to drink a beer on second base every time you
right.
run second base.
We
have softball league.
We have real uniforms, like pants and shirts.
Yes.
And we pay for them ourselves. They're $38 each, and you have to pay half up front and half once it's delivered to you. But and you only get one per season. But
and you got the numbers that sort of stick out a little bit too much because you couldn't afford real uniforms.
Right.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We're putting these pictures back up online. It's the same
this
post.
Is like your crusade.
I'm just saying.
To bring down Bex.
David Beckham. David Beckham.
He is hot. And he's an athlete.
I can he's look at a man perfect. And I'm secure enough to say extremely good looking
he's
guy.
He's not taking a bad picture.
No.
Ever.
Never.
Well, because they're not real.
Whatever.
Real. Here we go.
He's an extremely good looking guy. If I had to choose one person to look like, it's David Beckham. The guy, he is what you think is flawless.
What's his area code?
Dude's a 919. He's a 919.
Mm-hmm.
If I was forced to have sex with a guy, I'm choosing David Beckham. He's a 919, period. Okay? But what you're seeing isn't necessarily the truth, and I've proved this to you guys before. Even with your own eyes, you saw it, and you still... This is a great defense mechanism for women. Because even with your own eyes, I am proving to you online that the man's...
Package.
Photoshopped. He's photoshopped.
No, it's not. It's the angle the picture was taken. The pictures you the showed angle. Us before, it was the angle, because you can clearly see...
Wendy, come over here one more time
about,
for me.
It's all about shadows.
It's
shadowing,
not about
yes.
Shadows.
You can see, yes.
And I think Jen agreed when she was here.
Of course, because this is a woman's defense mechanism. It's right in front of you. I'm showing you the flaw, but you have to come up with some kind of excuse as to not believe. Look at these. Look at the picture taken for him. And he's a good-looking guy either way. Look.
It's the angle.
It's not the angle.
It's the angle. Look at it. It's a completely different angle.
She will defend him to the death right now.
Because the first one's straight on.
So it's straight on, and this one's side shot.
The pictures we have online are David Beckham walking like in Saint-Tropez on the beach or something like that in his white bikini European briefs, where he's not that endowed. It's not really impressive. But right next to it is a picture of him in his Armani ad in his underwear, which is clearly clearly a different package than the one that he has in his real shorts.
Different angles, one straight on, and then you can see it's over on the side, where this one's more of a side angle and positioned better, if you will.
How do you explain the one where he's in his black undies right there? I mean, that's not natural.
That's like Loch Ness.
Unless he is in... That is, unless he was, I can say the word fluffed, right?
Yeah.
Without getting in trouble? Unless there was some kind of like...
Preparation.
You know, yeah, preparation for that picture. That's not, nuh-uh.
Staging, in case that picture was...
Staging. There's
staged.
Maybe they're showing how great the underwear can make you look.
Well, give me some of those.
I'll wear two pairs.
Yeah, will you buy them?
Will you buy them and test them out?
Uh-huh, please.
More proof in a message board posting. And, you know, all message post boardings on the internet are 100% accurate. We all know that. Mm. That I will read for you in just 1 second. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
You're killing me.
What is that?
You're killing me.
What?
You guys buy into the smoke and mirrors of women every day. You go to strip clubs, girls stuff their bras. Throw us a bone. Let us believe for a minute. Let us enjoy it.
Look, if I go to a strip club, it's there in front of me. I can see it. I know what's real. It's not Photoshopped for me at Pink Pony.
It's dim lighting. It's makeup. It's everything.
I'm sorry. Your phone's going out. Now, and I believe what she's saying is true. When you see those pictures of Carmen Electra, I mean,
any picture in a magazine is altered.
We don't care that it's not real. We care that it looks good. Whereas women, you're all into this crazy authenticity thing. So here's more proof for you.
Read it to me.
Admit it, when you first saw David Beckham's ad for Armani underwear, you couldn't help but wonder if anything had been, quote unquote, his quote, enhanced. We have the scoop on any digital retouching from Australian radio DJ who had the pleasure of sharing a men's room with the soccer star in Los Angeles at Villa Nightclub over the weekend. This is his quote. I was in the toilet at Villa Nightclub in LA, and there's only two urinals in there. It's very small. Somebody comes in behind me, and I hear a soft voice say, "Hello, how are you?"
Yeah. He does have kind of
he
a...
He does. Hello.
He doesn't have a voice that matches his
Would
appearance.
You mind holding on to my two soccer balls?
Somebody comes in behind me and I hear a soft voice say, "Hello, how are you?" I turn around and think, holy S, it's David Beckham. I'm midway through and think, I've got to slow this down. And I couldn't help myself. For the first time in my life, I glance down to the left and I take a look.
Dude.
He says there are two types. There's the one that's the same size all the time, and there's the other one that changes in size.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, let's just say he looks like he's got it going on, whether it's happy or not, but it's not very impressive.
What?
He's got it going on, but it's not very impressive? How does he know he's not a...
What does that mean? Keep in mind he's in Australia, and their penises are inverted
exactly.
Down there.
He says it's not very impressive. He says it does, in his case, in his opinion, that... When he looked down and he looked at David Beckham, that it didn't matter if he was a shower or a grower, it was going to be small either way. More proof.
Do you go into the bathroom and say, "Excuse me, hi, how are you?" to the guy who's peeing right in front of you?
No.
So that's not true.
Although when I walk in the bathroom and I see anyone else using it, I do speak in a soft, gentle voice. Beckham does
with
like,
an
excuse
English
me,
accent.
Pardon me, I'm going to make a water.
Hey, Jonas, you're...
God, stop.
And I think most guys will tell you that while you don't do that at the urinal, even if you're in one of those trough-type situations, if you're in a gym from time to time, if you're in a gym...
Never. Don't even say it, dude, because it's not true.
I have.
You have not.
No.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm surprised in it because women in a gym are just full-on nude, walking around, talking, drying their hair, doing whatever.
You guys checking each other out?
Well, you can't. I mean, they're right. It's right there in your face. So I'm shocked that a guy in locker rooms aren't just walking around.
I don't think you'll find most guys that would admit that. But
in a locker room,
if you're walking around a locker room and all the guys are dangling, I mean, you're gonna look
in a locker room situation. Mm-hmm. But I think I was mistaken because I was thinking of using the restroom in a locker room because whenever I'm at a gym type facility, uh-huh. The only time I go in the locker room is to use the bathroom. It's not like I'm changing into my workout clothes. If I'm on a treadmill,
when are you in a gym?
If I'm picking somebody up.
It was like 1992.
If I have to pick somebody up and they're 15 minutes early, I might hop on the treadmill. Now, I don't have to change because I will never break a sweat.
Yeah. Jonas, you're on the Burt Show, Q100. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a friend of mine that used to model for famous underwear in Brazil, mm-hmm. and they wear a cup because they cannot show the you know shape of the penis on the pictures, and the same cup that they wear is the ones that you see on the UFC fighters to
yes.
protect themselves.
Sure.
You know, every single guy in there, they have a big package if you put that way. So it is a cup. So sorry, ladies. David is not all that. He might be a big soccer player, but he's not big anywhere else.
There you go. As my friend says, sorry, ladies. And it's clear in this picture that's up online right now, especially that final black picture. That is obviously
the Loch Ness Monster
picture. Yeah, that is a cup.
A big cut means big things, right?
Not necessarily. I mean,
look at Siegfried and Roy. Yeah. And they had the giant, enormous things. They kept white tigers in there and would pull them out during their show.
I mean, if you have small breasts, you could wear a large bra. And it's the same thing with the cup situation. If you have a smaller package, you could still wear a large cup to make it look like you're bigger in that area.
Just let me dream.
Live with it.
Nope, I'm dreaming.
The Burt Show.